And I brought up the idea, indirectly related to what we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, about the yolk sack in the middle of the B'nai Miayin, or the chicken. I started describing it, and all of a sudden, right at that very moment, somebody ran in and said there's a yid here with a chicken that he has a shiloh on. He shechted the chicken right then and there. So the shiloh he had wasn't really a shiloh at all, but we were able to lay out the chicken and right then on the spot opened up and show the olam the yolk sack in the B'nai Miayin. Exactly what we're talking about. Well, it's not a minute earlier, but B'shas Maisa. In walked the chicken and presented itself for inspection. Already. Okay, we're going through Halil. How many years already? That's the third, that's all. Beginning of Leilonu speaks about the emptiness, the worthlessness of Avodah Zorah. The reason that the Goyim ridicule Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael believes in the Rabban Shalom, and the Rabban Shalom can't be seen. The Goyim are looking for something tangible, something you could feel, see, examine, right? Something intangible. So they're not impressed by it. That's the Goyim say, Ayein no Eliheim. The reason is because where is it? If you can't see it, so what power could it possibly have? It's invisible. Invisible there. You know, and as the world progresses, we begin to recognize many more invisible things. Right? I told you, I pointed it out a while back, that if you took receivers, the proper equipment, you could point it at any spot and get tens of thousands of messages flowing through the air. Right? You take all the radio and television frequencies, cosmic rays and everything. Before you know it, you could pick up and discover like innumerable activities that are going on in every single spot surrounded by, and we're only here in the, in this planet. And there's a lot of activities going on outside, and we could begin to understand that there's already Olamos Elyonim, and we're only familiar with one set of, one spectrum of rays, of energy that flow through the electromagnetic spectrum. But there's many others, and we know that there's waves that have nothing to do with the electromagnetic spectrum. Right, there's four levels of brain waves, and they operate with some other kind of force. But we know they're there, and that's only something that we could notice and measure, despite the fact that we could hardly define it and surely not see it. But the rest of the world always is trying to respect something tangible that they could be affected by, but not something intangible. They consider that a belief, but not science, because science is knowledge. Science is something that you could say, I know. Okay? That's what the word science, skill, means. I know in Latin. But the bottom line is that the tangibility of the Avodah Zorah is its own downfall. Because whenever they try to identify it in terms that the human experience is able to identify things, so there's a pet, right? And I am, you place limitations on the karkas that you could identify. And they'll say, right, the world began with a little doubt and contained all the energy there is in the whole universe, and all that was converted to matter and so on and so forth. What happened before that? Who put it there? What gave it all its kashas? What made it turn into atoms and molecules and all that stuff? Nope. Ayeinu. But it's there. Everything is there. But Yidden have a totally different approach. Elkeinu bashamayim koil shechov isosa. There's the world that's intangible, called Shemayim. The world that can't be measured. And that the main fault in their tangible, measurable spirituality is that it's totally identified with human beings. Since all they could see is each other, people, so they turn their religion into just another person. You take a look in any of the Goyish mythologies. So they have all their Avodas Zoras, all the different names that we're all familiar with, because it's Taka, Avodas Kerchov. All the stars, the planets, they're named after their Avodas Kerchov, the days of the week, the months of the year. They use the names of their Avodas Zoras, but if you find out what they say about them, they depict it as powerful superhuman beings, and their faults are unbelievably super, the most disgusting and filthy avers, murder and incest, and everything that is so degrading. This is what life is to them, and to us it's kodesh. Elokeinu shebashamayim. Emunah and Kedusha are inseparable. That's something to Kamayim Yuaseim Kalashev Atehda. But Yisrael B'tachba Hashem. And then we give a little picture of the Kedusha that contrasts with their Tumah. Perhaps the only thing I'd like to add to the first kapitel, to the second one, Vahavti, I started saying about how David HaMelech like describes the personal Torah that he had to experience in order to bring out the depth of gratitude of Hakaras HaTov. You take a look in the kapitel that davening starts with Mizmor Shirchanu Kizbayis L'David. It says, V'ani Amarati V'Shalvi Bal Emoit Li Oilam. When I lived a peaceful life, so I thought of myself as being immortal, of as being unconquerable. Bal Emoit Li Oilam. Nothing could happen to me. I'm one of the people who are blessed with a superior life. There are people with Torahs in the world. There are people who undergo poverty and violence and diseases, all kinds of various ups and downs, but not the superior people. That's what people think. Because those who never experience a bad day sort of see themselves as naturally lucky, successful. They're in a separate category. Nothing could ever happen to me. That's ואני אמרתי בשלבי באו מויט ליול השם ברצוינך. It's only because of your special rotsa, only because you gave it to me through no credit to myself. Hemamad tolahari yoiz, you raised up my mountain of power. How did I learn that? How did that idea, that chiddush, come to my mind? Because histarta fonecha hayisidnifo. The minute you hid your face, I lost everything. I was so totally confused, helpless, that everything that I relied upon just disappeared. Right? Under my eyes, right? Out of my hands. And what happened to me? Elecha Hashem Ekra, El Hashem Eschana, Ma Betz Avedomi, Tehel Shachas, Hayoyt Ho'ofa, Yagin Amitecha, Shema Hashem Echoneini, Ehaye Hashem Hayoizeli. So, I was helpless. I pleaded, I cried. Now I learned something, and the experience that brought me to learn this important lesson is so invaluable. Even though it took all that reversal to teach me this yesoid, then you reversed and you turned me back into a happy person. And this time, I'll sing the praises of Hashem Yisborach, the Kovod and the Lo Yidoim. This is not a lesson for myself. He spoke about it in personal terms, but in the last pasuk, he just switches to third person because it's not just a lesson for himself, it's a lesson for the whole world. This time I'll never be quiet anymore, because I know something that would never allow me to forget for a moment and think and delude myself into imagining that I was destined to be superior and different. And that's what we're reflecting upon. Ohavti. Now, in reflection, after I was taken out of the Torah, Ohavti, it's an experience that I value because of the tremendous limud that it taught me. Right? And then you go through the whole experience of Afuni Chevle Moves, from Torah Shomet Uni, Torah Yoga Nemtza, right? Describing the hopelessness, the helplessness, the suffering. And finally, you say to yourself, Shomet Soyam Hashem. Why did I deserve to be saved? Only because Shoyim Epsoyim Hashem, especially fools like myself, who imagined that one time that nothing could really possibly happen. Okay. I want to go
speaking in general terms.
Christ speaks in personal terms, and then he speaks as a lesson for everyone. To sing the praises of Hashem Yisborach and never be quiet and never make that mistake that I made.
Back to personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Now let's go. Not stop too long on anything. How was Hashem called Goyim? Chazal tells us the Moridik and Musar Haskel. It tells us something, and it's a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Goyim came and asked, why aren't they sort of respected? Why? Because take a look. Eden were told to kill out the Amalekim. They killed that Amalekim. They saved Agog. And nope. Because of that, bad things happened later on. Fine. Basof kosof, they carried and killed out the whole Amalek. And they were told to kill out the Knani, the Hita, and Moiri. Killed out a lot of them, both of them. It was not better not to kill them all out. And the Goyim have all the Yidden amongst themselves, and they don't kill them out. They see we're better than you. Right? So why do they criticize us when we're better than you? We don't kill you, and you kill us. That's the kash of the Gemara. So it says that Rebbe said to a Talmud, he says, this kash is concentrate kash. I'll ask any of my Talmidim, it'll give you an adequate answer. Okay? Call that guy. Let him give you an answer. So he said, you're going to tell us that you don't kill us out because you're big Bali Rachman, you're ethical people, and therefore you don't kill us out. What do you do a whole day? Right? And the whole night, when you have your planning sessions as to what to do with the Yid, what you tried 100 times to destroy Klal Yisrael, that there shouldn't be one Yid left. And the reason you didn't do it is because we're spread about among the Goyim, and you can't carry out your plans, your diabolical plans. And the Gemara gives reasons for it, and I don't want to go into the reasons now, but the Yisoid over there is that there's something that the Goyim know which we don't know. The Goyim know of all the plans that they hatch constantly, and all the harm they try and work steadily to do to Yidden, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us. They know it better than us, because we've never made aware of all these plans. There's some writings that we have, Grade, which have the sefer, they tell it, of written by Yaakov Halevi Lipschitz, Zichron Yaakov, that's what he called it. He wrote his Zichronis because he was very active in dealing with the Russian government, and he got hold of documents which the government drew up, one which was written personally by Kvoidoy, the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, as the chief Pogodonstev drew up a whole document of how they're going to once and for all solve the Jewish problem. And how they're going to kill a third of them, enslave a third of them, and force them into baptism, and take a third and drive them out of the country. And that will solve the problem, because if you kill all of them out, so they'll go and will criticize them very strongly. Why? Because too cruel. No, you can free some of them. And if you'll do this and you'll do that, and he wrote it, and it's written out there in the classical ecclesiastical Russian, you know, the church language. And it's there in the third volume of Zichron Yaakov. All these plans were hatched, and they came to know it. Some of them were killed, there were some pogroms, right? So the line over here is telling us something. Halal is Hashem kol goyim. All the goyim could be mahal Hashem, which we can't even do. Shabchu kol umim. They could praise their Rabbeinu Shalom more than we could praise. Yeah. Ki gavar oleinu chasdav. Because of the chesed that he does to us, to save us from their hands, and only they know what they intended to do to us. When there was a Havamin in the United States of America that Hitler might be Chas V'Shalom successful and kill out all the Yidden in Europe, they gleefully joined and cooperated with them. The Roosevelt and his experts said that it was impossible to bomb the rails going into Auschwitz. It was impossible to bomb the crematoria and the gas chambers. So McGovern ran for president. So McGovern said, before he ran for president, but at that time, he said, don't tell me that nonsense. He said, I was a pilot, and I flew bombing missions over those places, and we were told, don't drop the bombs here, they're too valuable to waste on that kind of thing. Go much further and bomb them some other place. The other places where we bombed them had absolutely no value and it produced no results, and we could have saved tens of thousands of people. And we were told not to. So it's not as if we couldn't, and all the stories they were told were fables. But they had to have a meaning to fulfill the age-old dream of Kol Goyim. Okay? Kol Ha'umim. And they didn't. And the end is they discovered that Goverlein Chastev Emes Hashem Lo'ilu. So that's a Mordek of praise and something that has a tremendous shaychus to Pesach by night. Because Pesach by night is when we began discussing the theme of Pesach, right? And we said, Shepkol Dor V'Dor Oimdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu M'Yodom. That's the theme. And that's something that should be understood and emphasized when we say Halos Hashem Kol Goyim Shepkol Kol. Chassadim Don T'Klal Yisrael, we appreciate. But we can appreciate it half as much as the Goyim, whose plans are frustrated and brought to naught. And they come to realize that there's a special protection. The next part, Hoidel Hashem Ki Tov and Yom Yisrael, should be said, as a state in Halacha, should be said the way it's said in Shul. That's why it says that you're supposed to try to have a Seder with at least three people by the Seder. So that three, right, you could have women too. So that one should say Hoidel Hashem Ki Tov Tom Chastoy, and the others should answer Hoidel Hashem Ki Tov Tom Chastoy. And then he says Yoyman Yisrael to the others, and they answer Hoidel Hashem Ki Tov Tom Chastoy. It's our minig that we say Yoyman Yisrael quietly, right? But the Iker Chiyav of Halil is to have one person address the others and say Yoyman Yisrael and Yoyman Yisrael and Yerun Yer Hashem. And I know that in Turkey is Fardi Kehilas. So when the Baltilas says Yerun of Ezaren, so the Kayanim stand up on the chairs and they scream. And they say, Yehoyul Hashem Kitav Kam Chaste.
Why doesn't he
speak? So because he's speaking plural, Hoidu, plural. With one speaker and two respondents. That's for total
Why don't they say the same word? They don't go back to say Hoidu Hashem.
What?
I mean, most of them, they say the same word. Like, there's a chasm, they don't go back to Hoidu. They say, maybe some sort
of thing. I don't know. I know from someone who was in Sfardi place and saw the Kohenim get up on the chairs and say Hoidu Hashem Kitoiv when Yoimran of Esharon was said. So, some places they do it.
Some in general, they don't go back to Hoidu. Usually, I'm sure. They usually stay there.
Okay. Everybody does it a little differently, but between all of you and
in general, we
sure, why not? That's all part of Halu, part of Hoidu.
It's
loved after. Because for the first 20 years of more of my life, my father, Zechel Vroche, ran through the Halal and through Nishmas and explained it, not only explained it, but explained it using the same words and the same Niggin. kind of same repetitions and the same which he had heard every year by the one where he spent his Siddur by when he was a Bokhar, which was quite a powerful mental love. So he drank Machadayas Frit Nachalf, you know, and came to Nishmas. So he touched up every pasuk and every word. Thank you. You touch it, you're saying that you bring mahalo, but you're bringing it into a, I don't know, I think that's what we say, a bracha at the end of it, but I think the bracha is on the touch too. We say a bracha at the end of CPC's Messiah. The last capital of Tehillim, Halle, there are six, total of six. And Ben Amezek Yossi Ko, Adoni Vamerchav Ko. You should think into it very, very much. Rashi points out a very interesting thing. Moran Sukkah says that their koifel, Mei Oitcha Ulamato, we double the Tzukim. From Oitcha, the reason is because from Min HaMeisach till Oitcha, it's all doubled. Right, like Tov Lachach Hashem Tov Ha'odam, Tov Lachach Hashem Tov Endivim. Kol Gan Sudim Shemesh Kabilam, Tov Gan Sudim Shemesh Kabilam. Here it is. Three, right? And each one, Yimin Hashem Oitchachoyl, Yimin Hashem Meimah, and so on. Followed by from Oitcha, they're single psukim. That's why the Mishnah says that they're right. Whoever's right to lichpoil, and the Gemara ends up saying that they're koyful mi Oitcha lamat. Lamaisa. We've also tried to touch as much, not, you know, there's a limit, you can't go slowly forever and bring out everything, but little thoughts should be put into the Hallel to make it into a tremendous personal experience. And you always, you know, point to the fact that because I'll say that after the Korban Pesach was eaten, mentioned that they climbed up on the roof and it looked as if the roof were exploding. I mentioned it last time, and until everything, this whole section of the Haggadah is the Neumar Lefonov that Gersa, we will say, so I'm going to say Venema. Shir Chadasha, but the Shir should be a Shir Chadasha. It should be a new song every time we say Ha'am. It should be an emotional packed experience every single solitary song. Go and skip through the rest of Ha'am, but you should working it a little. You come to Ona Hashem Hoshiyana, right? The leader of the Seder should call it Ona Hashem Hoshiyana, the other stanza, Ona Hashem Hoshiyana, like we do in Shul. And we respond. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Hagavurcha, the halachas of the Seder.
Maybe no means please there also. Some people translate it as no.
They translate it as no because the Targum says Ka'an. Ka'an means now, but the Ka'an means also please. It happens to be so. On Hashem Hoshiyana is please Hashem Yisborach. Right, so Loshon Bakosha. Ein Chazal use these words. Ein no elo Loshon Bakosha. On Hashem, please Hoshiyana. Help us, please. Right? Hoshiya means what? On is also Loshon Bakosha. It's a double Bakosha. And Hoshiyana means save us, actually, not help us. Save us, Hashem. Hatzlicha no. Give us Hatzlicha. Now, it's interesting. The Gemara says, "Mi minhogim the halila," from the minhogim of halil. So we learn now to Muradiki Yisoidis. We don't have many of these minhagim. We have the minhagim of doubling of certain things, but most of the minhagim we don't have any longer. But the minhagim I mentioned in the Gemara and Sukkah, there's a whole Lamed Gemara that tells us about minhagim halila. This pasuk, as the Gemara says, the way they said it, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, the Baal Tehila said to the Tzibur, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, and the Tzibur did not say those four words, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, but they responded by saying, Beirachnucha Mikbeis Hashem. The Gemara says, what do we learn out from there? Shemeya Ka'oinem. What does Shemeya Ka'oinem mean? That if you listen to the words, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, or to any other words, if you're an Amoritz and you don't know how to say the words, and you listen to them, so it's as if you said it. That's what Ka'oinem means. It's as if you called it out, as if you said it. Ayan, you know, Elifas Hatemani Vayomer Vayan, he called out. Good. Now, so Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, and the people call it. We say the whole pasuk. We don't do that anymore because that's one of the minhagim that we don't have. Why, bedafke by this pasuk, did they bring out the idea, minhag da'alila, to bring it out? I think it's very poshut because Amiratzim Gemurim didn't come to shul all the time. They couldn't follow. They were unable to read or to say. They didn't know the tefillahs. But they came on special occasions. And one of the occasions that the Amiratzim all came was when they said halil. So you welcome them to come to shul. Just like for Yom Kippur, the biggest Bali Aveir come. True, they come to shul. They haven't been there a whole year long. Right? The three-day Jews that walk into the synagogue, the temple, and some of them come once a year, and they come on Yom Kippur. That's why we say, Onu Matirin Lehispalil Imho Avaryonim. Maybe we shouldn't even allow them to stay there. How could we take all these people, some of the, you know, Mishumadim, and not Stam, the guy who does a couple of bad things, but a person who's already on the way to becoming a galach. I met with a yid who asked that he should have a Jewish funeral. So they buried him in a Jewish cemetery with a Jewish funeral. And we spent the last 25 years of his life being a cardinal in the Catholic Church. I met the guy. Lustiger. Yeah, Cardinal of Paris. When they say Baruch Haba, it means that there are people who never come to shul. They came only today with his house. There they are. Okay, they haven't been here since who knows when. So that's when we duplicate the minig of the Amiratzim. That's the most fertile moment. Baruch Haba Hashem Hashem means all those who just entered the shul. We bless you, come in. And they say, Be'achnucha Ribeis Hashem. Now that they have the opportunity to say a word in Beis Hashem, because they never attend shul, and here they are, Ribeis Hashem, we're blessing you while we're here in shul. Right? the unfamiliar experience of being a shul beruch nufim beis Hashem. That's why we use this pasuk to illustrate the minhag d'halila, like Chazal say, so that we should bring out the idea of shomei ka'ayne, because the people who are real amiratzim, who have to have someone be moitzi them, they came and say more than a couple of words. So they were told when they call out Baruch Hashem Hashem, they're going to welcome you, and you say Baruch Nuchim Yaveis Hashem. Okay, by Hodel Hashem Kitoiv, this is a very important part of Hallel in what Chazal call Hallel Hagadol. The big Hallel is Hodel Hashem Kitoiv. The Hallel ends with the Pasuk Hodel Hashem Kitoiv Kiyom Chastoi at the end of Baruch Hashem Hashem. That's the end of the Hallel of you know, because I'll say that they said this all when they went through Kriyas Yamsa. Okay, Mar has a whole big machlokes. When was Hallel said? And there's a whole bunch of different chorus and shas. But Hodel Hashem Kitoiv is called the Hallel Hagadol. Okay, and it's something that should be said with a tremendous, a song and a dynamic a kriya. Well, the Hallel Hagadol is also, I mean, there's those who put the Aluka before, and there's those who say it all to the end, those who don't say it at all. So this girl didn't say Aluka, he said just Yishtabach at the end. So many Hagadol have Aluka here. Yeah, we'll come to Nishmas.
Nishmas comes before or after?
No, Nishmas comes after. There is a minhag that says Hallel Hagadol would be after Nishmas?
I'm not sure. I always remember that.
Right? I don't know. Maybe. I don't profess to know all the minhagim. But the Hagadol that we got in the mail, all of them had Nishmas after Hallel Hagadol. But we didn't get all the Hagadol in the mail. Otherwise, there would be an extra couple of shows here. Okay. Now, Nishmas Kol Chai Rabbi Sai is what Chazal call Birkas Hashir. Oimer Olav Birkas Hashir. That's like a Tanoim. My Birkas Hashir. I think it's a Braisa, maybe it's a Machloi Samiru, we can take a look. But Birkas Hashir is the very special Shevach of Nishmas Kol Chai. Nishmas Kol Chai is an outpouring of HaKoros HaToiv to the Ribono Shel Olam. First, speaking about how we have to be Makir Toiv and how it's impossible for us, Ilu, if it were to be that Pinu Mola Shira Kayom, our mouths were filled with Shira like the whole Yam, Ulshanay Nurina Kamay Galov, and our tongues were filled with song like the mighty waves that cover the sea. Even if our lips were filled with praise, kamecha v'irakia, at the width of the heavens, einayim me'irois kashemesh chayreach, again yodeinu trusois kenisha shamoyim, our hands were spread out like the nesher, bagleinu kalos kayolos, we had the speed to run like the kayolos. Still, ein anachnu maspikim, we wouldn't be able to fulfill enough the praise of Hashem Yisborach. Now, we continue in this vein and then go through Milfonim and the old days, Mimisarim Galtonu, right? And so on, and he gave us food, he gave us life and everything. Immediately after, and Dili Sonu, by the way, is to lift us up. right? When you put a bucket down into the boiler and you lift it up, when it's filled with water, so you raise it, that's called dilisonu. That's vegam doloi dolo lonu ayashke satsoin. Okay? So you lift up the bucket filled with water, that's dilisonu, you lifted us up, plucked us out of a deep well of troubles and everything. Now, it's important to note that there's a tefillah right here. Adheina azarunu rachamecha, v'loy azavunu chasadach Hashem alikeinu. Till now, you helped us. You didn't abandon us. Al techeinu Hashem alikeinu lenetzach. Please, forever and ever, don't abandon us. Okay? That's the extent of the tefillah. Just these couple of words. Al techeinu Hashem alikeinu lenetzach. Okay? That's interesting because I heard where this one's his home, and he told me the following. He said that it's by Chazal say that when Leah said Hapam Oides Hashem, and for now I have to thank the Rebbe Shlomo. Why? Because I got the Talta Yosef Mechelki. The pasuk ends Vatam Oid Miledes. Because when a person has Hakoros HaToiv, sometimes it works against him. If he feels that's all he has to do is be Makir Toiv for what he got, it works against him, because unless he continues to be Mispalo, so he doesn't generate the flow of Toiv. There has to be a continuous tefillah even after the Hakoros HaToiv. So he said, that's why Chazal say, because Leah said, Hafam Oides Hashem, and she didn't continue being Mevakesh ato hapam yilove ishi elai, and saying, keep now, from now on, please, my husband should accompany me. Right? So, ato yehovani ishi. Right? So, because of, there was always tefillah, and now she said, hapam oetz Hashem, without a tefillah. And since there was without a tefillah, so it's atomic miletus. And he added, and he said, that's what we see in Nishmas. Because with Makitoyf and with Makitoyf, all different ways, and we describe the tremendous gratitude that we have, and then we say, Alticheinu Hashem Alkeinu Lanesa. Okay? So that's a tefillah that comes immediately adjacent to the Hakoros HaToiv, comes a Bakosha. And without the Bakosha, you're never supposed to end up with Hakoros HaToiv, but with a Bakosha. A Yid always greets another Yid. You know, so it says, a good Shabbos, and the other one says, a good Gibben Shior. Right? He's looking for a bracha for the whole year. Because there has to be tefillah and a bakasha in everything we do. Never to end just with that Hakoros HaToiv. It's a very interesting story. What? Zavuzah, yeah. That's right. And it ends up with all kinds of Hakoros HaToiv and Ono Hashem Hashim. Okay, so, I mean, there's onashir ideas that could be spoken about now, but maybe there'll be another opportunity. But the ikar is, let's just at least get the idea. Right after Halil, right, we had the kais, the fourth kais. because the fourth kais is the kais ala halil, like under oath and hug him. And Moshe Avraham says, by him they would say the drink the fourth kais after kila noah, kila yor. I think the most frequent minhag here is to say the kais, to drink the kais after the fourth kais after halil. But whatever it is, the kais is the kais on the halil. Because the Gemara says that arba kaisus tshichin, arba kaisus tshichin, the mishtei shumcheres, right? Tiknu chachamim shumcheres. That's the lashon. Arba kaisus tiknu chachamim shumcheres. The omru kol chad v'chad navet bei mitzvah, right? So the first thing is the kiddush. The second one is the mitzvah sipisit tzayim. Third is brichas hamazon. Fourth is halal. So this is a Navid Bey mitzvah. In other words, these four mitzvahs you say Al HaKos, Kos Hashem, Kos Yishuas Esau Hashem Hashem. Okay, so now that we said Halal Al HaKos. It isn't just that there's a Kos after the Halal. You understand? It's not when the Kos is placed. Halal is said Al HaKos, Kos Yishuas Esau. So that's it. Like we do, you know, by many mitzvahs that we do al hakoyz, we try to make eris and nesuin al hakoyz, right? And make mila al hakoyz. You know, ben and shiloh, so we make the kois later. But this is the halal that's being done al hakoyz. Now, I'd just like to mention also one or two very brief things. We say Chasal Siddur Pesach Kilchosoi. What did we just see? We're saying like this: Rabbeinu Shloimeh, we just finished being Mesader, the ceremony of the Korban Pesach. Most of it, we weren't Mekayim. We weren't Mekayim the Korban Pesach. We weren't Mekayim Al Matzah Samerim Yahuhu. That facet of Matzah and Mora was only Rabbanan who weren't Mekayim. But we went through this Seder. Chasal means it ended, right? Siddur Pesach, the description of the Seder of the Korban Pesach. Kilchosei. Kichol Mishpozei v'Kosei. And Kasher Zachinu L'Sader Oisoi. Just like we were Zoche to describe the entire Seder, the arrangement, the way it should be if we were tame, this Kilas Oisoi. So we should also be Zoche to do it. Okay, and that's why we end up with the tefillah of Zoch Shoychem Moina, Toimem Kahal Adas Mimona, Toimem is a Loshan Tzivoy, Loshan Bakosha, Barishon should Mekayim and set up strongly Kaimius, Oile Cheskam Kaimius, the Eda of Mimona. Mimona means Kal Yisrael, because it says a Pasuk Mimona Afar Yaakov, and this is Kal Yisrael. And the Korev, as soon as possible, right, immediately, Nahel Mitechano, lead the plants that come out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vineyard, his vine, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kano Hashanota Yeminoi, Yuyim Lutzia, and lead us, people who are saved from the Golas, Birina, and Mitzel Lashonba Vishalayim, saying that next year we should celebrate the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim of New York. And Agavurcha, for those people who have a little taste for some slight amount of digdug, just remember that you should pronounce Lashonah HaBo'ah B'Yerushalayim, because that means the coming year. So if you say Lashonah HaBo'ah, that means last year, right? Rochel Bo'ah, she came. Rochel Bo'ah, in Matzayim Lashel Yerviah, she is coming, the same like Esther Amalfi, you know. But there, coming. And Shana Haba Obi Yerushalayim.
The Chasal said the Pesach is part of
Nirtza? There's no part Nirtza. Nirtza is a remark at the end. If we did it all right, then Nirtza, hopefully, what we did was accepted by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Nirtza is the tefillah part, the like, you know, Al Tichenu Hashem Lekenu L'Netzach. It's asking.
So the piyutim at the end are not even part of Nirtza, they're something else.
Right, there's nothing to do. Nirtza is just
this paragraph.
even without this. Nirtza is just saying Nirtza, we finished. The print Nirtza probably would be better after Chazal to the Pesach, but it doesn't make a difference because we finished Halal with the fourth Kais, and then we say Nirtza, say hopefully a bunch of them, we tried our best Nirtza, hopefully that our Siddur Pesach was expressed, was accepted. Nirtza, it was all accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we say Chazal to the Pesach as a bakosha that it should be accepted. Kasha Zachinul Sadr I say Kane is called so. It's you know, not just you could understand it this way, that way. It all really ends up the same. It means that we should have done so well that was accepted by Kodesh Baruch Hu. It wouldn't be a bad idea if people before Pesach, between now and Pesach, you got a little time in the hands, and go through the, you know, the two piyutim there. You should be able to follow every single one of them. You know, the first one talks about things in the history of Kol Yisrael that happened in the middle of the night, right? The other talks about things in the history of Kol Yisrael that happened on Pesach. Okay? And it's very beautiful poetry. Oh, it's then and we go back, right? And who's the Ger Tzedek? The Tachtoi? Kenechla Kloy Laila? Huh? Right? Avram Avinu. Vayecholak Aleihem. Laila. Right? Who Vavodah Vayakim. And so on. Who's the Melech Gur? Of course, we all know that. It's Avimelech, right? Bechalayim HaLaila. That's when Yifchadet Arami. Who's that? Of course, it's Lovin Arami. You scared him. Right? Vashem Emesh Omar Elai. No, Yisrael Yosar. It should be followed. Pasroes is the section of Betzayim. Right, there are Bechorim Pasreis. You see the children of the Bechorim of Pasreis, Pasreis meaning the land. One of the Mishpachas that surprised the Mitzvah is Pasrusim v'es Kasluchim at the end of Noach when the Shivim Umeth. Right? Chelam Lemotsu, Bikurim Belaila, they got up at night and they didn't find their children. No, Tisfas Negid Chayoshes. Who is that?
Tisfas.
What? No.
We don't have
that. You don't have that. Try to not say it. Okay. Maybe it's a. Where does it say? Mecharosha Sagoyim? Who mentioned that in her Shira? Oh, I gave it away. Shira Sagoyim. Right? That's the, you know, Sisera. The Git Chayoshes, the Prince of Chayoshes, he leaves so you trample the Kayach Belayla under the stars of the night. No, call it. Next goes on Daniel. Go through it. Mustakabli Chaydish, who's that? Come on, that everybody should get. Belshazzar, right? Noshim Yvayaroyas, who's that? Everybody knows that one. Daniel. Sinu. Motra Gogi, and when you came to Miss Homer, right? Who's the Yish Hamudis before him? Daniel, right? Who's Korah Bale with Masoi? That's the Daniel Bale. Actually, it's found in Ksuv Machrainim. Right? Rarta Nitzvah Olav, who's the Olav? What? Haman. Your Moira, your victory over Haman, Benedich Naslaila. Laila, who? No, and Pura, Siddur, Hoshayim, and Mami Laila. Those are the Psukim in Yeshaya that speak about the Gula. Pura, Dorachtilo Adi. Right? And it says, Omer, Shoymer, Mami Laila. Omer, Shoymer, Mami Laila. That's the Pazik in Yeshaya. No tzorach kashoymer, he screamed out like the shoymer v'soch. Also boiker v'gam laila. That's also a pasuk in Yeshaya. Also boiker v'gam laila in tevoyen b'oyu. Right. Second half of the pasuk everybody knows from Bava Kamma. In tevoyen b'oyu. Right. No. And Karev Yoim, that's a pasuk in Zechariah. We learn it in Avtorah. Asher Ula Yoim v'le laila. Right? Ram Hoida. Right, well, that's not a pasuk. Kilocha Yoim Aflocha Loila. Shoimrim Hafke Liircha. No, where's that? It's in Yeshaya. Right? Al Yerushalayim. Chaimasayach Yerushalayim. Mithkazati Shoimrim. Okay. No, go. You should go through it little by little. This is the stuff that happened on Pesach. That's the second piyut. Okay? You have a bad gidoin over there, Nishmid of Midian, Beslul Sayre Yoyme, and Puvalud is Mitzrayim, by the way. There's another. Oy, da Yoyim, Benoy Vlamoid, Sancheir, right? Pasiot Kostol Kakeya, who's that? What? Belshazzar, the handwriting on the wall. Sofaya, Sofis, Orach, Hashulcha, does a psukim in Yeshaya. You'll get it. Go. Call Kinsadasov, everybody knows that. Esther. Okay.